But what we're going to do right now is head off into Texas County. You can catch the Houston Tigers right here on your Mountain of Rock, Q94. Joining us is head coach Eric Sloan. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing fine. And here we are, week one. You've got a journey ahead of you and your Houston Tigers, as you'll be up near my old stomping ground, St. Charles, Missouri, to take on Orchard Farms. But before we get in there talking about them, tell us a little bit about, you know, your off season, how that all went, and some of the players that really stood out for you.
I mean, so off season has been great. We've got numbers like we've never had before. We've got 56 kids out to play this year, so we've struggled even to hit the 40 mark consistently, and here we are at 56. So in a year when there's not any helmets to be found, we're out searching everywhere we can search to try to find helmets for kids, and just really pleased with our numbers, with our young kid numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's exciting as we look to the future and looking to find some freshman games for those kids. And, it's just been a lot of fun. The seniors are doing a great job stepping up, taking over the leadership role. And, here we are. We've made it to week one, and it shouldn't be here this fast, but here we are.
Well, last Friday night, you partook in the Mountain Grove Jamboree. Tell us a little bit about what it is that you liked, that you got to see out of your Houston Tigers, and tell us about some of the things you felt that needed to be improved upon.
I think it's always a bunch of little things that you can improve on at the end of that. It's an opportunity to get up against somebody else. We scripted everything we wanted to do against Thayer. And we scripted out for all night. But at the end of the Thayer scrimmage, we had not seen much success on offense. So we decided just to scrap the script and just play football at that point. So I was pleased with us not getting down when we weren't having a whole lot of success there in the first scrimmage. We were able to move the ball a little bit after that when we just started playing football, and defensively we lined up and flew around to the football, and which is good to see. And
mm-hmm.
When you can line up correctly and fly to the ball, you have a chance to be successful on defense, and it was good to see us be able to do that against somebody other than ourselves.
Well, if we could just get to where we could hear Coach Brookshire, he needs to speak up. What's up?
I don't know. I've always struggled all the years I've been with him, just getting him to, and he's needing to be more vocal.
I know it.
The kids always. Oh my goodness! You never have to wonder where Coach Brookshire is at.
No.
You can hear him if you're in the parking lot. I mean, you'll hear him, and if you get to where you can see the field, you'll be able to find him really quick and watch him bounce around a little bit. So.
Yeah. Love the dude. Love the dude for sure. Lots of love. Hey, now, of course, week one, here it is. And again, you're heading up to St. Charles. For those of you that don't know, it's a little north, west of St. Louis. I mean, it's basically St. Louis. But Orchard Farms, so what have you seen? What do you know? What can you tell us about Orchard Farms?
I don't know much, to be quite honest with you. The film we got is all we have seen of them from the Jamboree. And they were up there with St. Dominic, who's a power in class four, and then St. Charles. I believe they're class two or class three. St. Dominic did exactly what you think they would do, and then they look pretty evenly matched against St. Charles. And, teams up there, I don't know how to gauge that. So looks like they're fairly young on the roster. And it's a school that they play soccer in the fall,
mm-hmm.
boys soccer, and then they run cross country too. So obviously, it's a pretty big class three school to be able to have numbers to do that. But other than that, I don't know much. Their head coach resigned at the beginning of summer and took a administration job there within the district. So they promoted within. This is he's a first year head coach. So I don't know. It's going to be a get there and just learn on the fly, I guess.
Well, did they, I mean, were they kind of in a spread formation? Were they, you know, single T, double T?
Yeah, they wanted to spread you out. I mean, they played two quarterbacks, both of them. They're not afraid to show off their arm. You know, if they're playing baseball, they're probably gunning people out from center field. Pretty impressive arms, and they're pretty fearless, so they weren't afraid to take a chance. They're going to throw it up, and they got one pretty nice receiver, 6'1 or 6'2, and I'm guessing he's probably a basketball player watching him jump a little bit. He's just going to go up and get it. So, I mean, that's scary when you got a quarterback that's fearless and a receiver is long and lanky and can jump. So, you know, we're going to have to defend that for sure.
Right on. Well, week one's here. I definitely appreciate you, Coach Eric Sloan of the Houston Tigers, and we appreciate you joining us, and we'll catch you next week. And, folks, again, you can catch the Houston Tigers right here on your Mountain of Rock, Q94. But before I let you get out of here, is there anybody you'd like to thank for this week one, again, that maybe, you know, helping feed the kids this week one or has just went up and above and beyond?
You know, our parents, they've just been real supportive and willing to do whatever this summer, and you know, they understand we've got 56 kids and understand what that looks like at practice, so they've just been great and been supportive, and you know, that's what we need to be successful.
Right on. Again, head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, thanks, Gary.